This is GQDN for October the 25th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, by the Group Quest, by Patreon Group Quest, and by StackUp.org. In today's news, we talk about more multiverses people coming, a little bit of Redfall, and some PlayStation Plus games coming for November. But we begin today with something that happened with some NVIDIA graphics cards. This is brought to us by Kotaku.com, and the 4000 series graphics cards from NVIDIA was apparently melting some plugs in some of the PCs that they were installed in. In fact, looking at Reddit right now, one of the users, Reggie_Gakil, did post a picture, and it shows that the plug is really melted. So maybe not completely melted, maybe could be worked with a little bit, but something really happened within the machine and it did not work. In fact, NVIDIA did try to help out the person by posting a link, which I will not get into, but still, that is something that if you get those cards that we've been talking about prices wise, you need to be absolutely careful. Now, what he had was a 12 volt high power connector, and that was posted on Reddit. So we shall see, indeed we shall see what happens. Just gotta be careful when you put these new things in. Especially when you want to play Dragonflight. This article comes to us from Wowhead.com, and Dragonflight pre-purchases are required for the Evoker early access. So here we go, players, you gotta go through hoops. But that was announced in the Dragonflight features trailer. So if you want that Drakthyr Evoker, you got to get the pre-purchase. That's if you want to play the Evoker early. You can still get the Evoker if you have World of Warcraft Dragonflight. Now we go to some other Blizzard news. And this comes to us from GameSpot.com. And granted, they didn't post any Twitter accounts, but they're saying that people are criticizing Blizzard for the $26 Kiriko cosmetic bundle. So the bundle costs 2,600 credits, which works out to be around 26 bucks. But you have to have the whole skin, which gives Kiriko's witch hat and matching boots and clothing for, you know, Halloween season. But apparently, the cosmetic bundles are really making people mad. We'll have to look into this later, but maybe for the weekly show. But given the number of people that Overwatch 2 has reached in the matter of 10 days, which is 25 million, having that many people not happy about it is not really alarming, but should be really concerning for Blizzard Entertainment, the Blizzard division of Activision. Well, let's dial it back to Xbox. Now we go to Destructoid for the next two articles. And they are saying that Age of Empires 2, the definitive edition, and Age of Empires 4 are coming to Xbox consoles. This will happen in 2023. Now, World's Edge has a date set for January 31st. But we shall see what happens later. So, at least you know when Age of Empires into Xbox. Right now, there is no date, hard date, outside of the date that I just gave you for the release of those games. Though it is projected that the Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, World's Edge, will be on January 31st. But Age of Empires 4 will come in 2023. So when I said World's Edge, I meant to say Age of Empires 2 Definitive. So that does come in January 31st, 2023. But like I said, Age of Empires 4 will come later on in 3. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Destructoid also said that Bethesda did show off some Fallout 76 concept art for their anniversary. In fact, Bethesda did say in the blog post, quote, hundreds, if not thousands, of individual pieces from napkin sketches to entire painted landscape are created when crafting with the World of Fallout game concept art like this not only gives the developer details for making assets, they help set the luck. Words are hard. Feel and tone of world players are about to inhabit, and the artwork does look really good, so go check it out. Now we go to DualShockers for the next three articles, and they're saying that Redfall's trailer, well, it did set the mood for Halloween. Pretty scary. In fact, Redfall did say in their blog post, Halloween tastes different here. What better way to get in the spirit than with a brand new trailer highlighting some of the game's creepiest bloodsuckers, reads the accompanying blurb. Oh, I'm sorry, I read on too much. Sorry. But further quote, from the devious angler to the ever-vigilant watcher, this is just a bite in what you and your squad will face as you fight to take back Redfall. So yeah, lots of blood. Lots and lots of blood. Well, it's another fighting game. Multiverses has just confirmed Black Adam. Why not? The movie is out for Black Adam. And, well, Multiverses did said in a tweet, extra, extra, unexplainable lightning surges, jolt arcades everywhere. Black Adam and arcade mode join Multiverses later this week. So they're bringing in arcade mode. Something like Overwatch, possibly. Just possible. Anyway, enough of that. PlayStation Plus Free Games has been detailed and headlined by Nioh 2. Now, Nioh 2 is a ninja type of RPG. I'm sorry, is a basically Team Ninja developed game that was exclusively for PlayStation 4. So it is a third-person action RPG that is coming now to PlayStation 5. But what's coming with it? Reportedly, it is Heavenly Bodies, Lego Harry Potter Collection, and just those three. Interesting, interesting. So you'll see some PlayStation 4 games coming now to PlayStation 5. That is all for me for now. And you can tell that my brain has just gone AWOL. Anyway, once again, we're brought to you by Audible. Go check out the Audible links. Once again, my brain's gone AWOL. And patreon.com/groupquest. Both can be found on thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2022. Go follow Dawn Forge on Twitter. Go follow Group Quest on Twitter as well. All right. Are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. That be Wednesday, and it will be Wednesday for more gaming news. After workout, that is. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.